Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
Music, news, talk, and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
Good afternoon, Sumner County. Welcome to the Loyal Opposition, a show based on the American ideal that nations like ours benefit when government reflects a diversity of voices and makes space for dissent. That's why we're here, to air the voice of dissent to the supermajority's policies and ideas. I am your host, Len Asante, and
Michelle Harbin.
And it is a whopping 5 o'clock out there, 52 degrees and raining, going down to a miserable 30 degrees tonight.
Yeah, the high tomorrow is only like 38 or something.
And tomorrow is going to be colder than today, as you probably heard Michelle say. High near 35 tomorrow. Oh, northwest winds 39. 10 to 20 miles an hour. So it's going to get cool again. So stay warm, stay dry out there, everybody. Oh, today we have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about the governor's state of the state address and what parts of the state of the state that he might be missing out on.
Do you want to start off with one piece of good news that they passed in the legislature yesterday?
Sure, let's do it. Good news. I never hear that on this show.
Sumner County's getting another driver's testing center.
I saw that.
I did see that.
Our population estimate in Sumner County is now, we're over 200,000 people now.
Wow.
So I guess we rank another station.
Yeah. Well, I had to recently go and get my real ID, and when I got there for my appointment, it was like 9:30, and the line was wrapped around the building, and about 15 minutes after I got there, they cut off walk-ins for the day.
For the day?
For the day.
At 9:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And was everyone there getting the real ID?
Or, no. There was, you know, driver's test and all kinds of things going on.
I've been using my passport, and I'm dreading going to get the real ID.
But, well, right now you can't get an appointment before late April.
Can you do it online or not?
Nope.
Not the real ID one.
You got to go.
Yeah. Yep. And you got to show them all sorts of, you got to show them your whole life. What did you have to show them?
Oh, I mean, I took everything that said who I was, so I didn't have to come back. I took a marriage certificate. I took my birth certificate. I took my Social Security card. I took my passport. I took my regular ID. You also have to show them proof of residency. So I took electric bill or water bill, something in my name.
I hope I don't lose my ID, because I don't know if I got all that.
I know. Most people don't. I read a stat that it's like 68 million people or something in the United States don't have a copy of their birth certificate. Like, people lose that, and they're really hard to replace.
Yeah, I was born in Indiana, so when I was young, I had to go pay AU. You had to prove, you know, proof of your age, and I had to get my cousin to go down to the state building to get my birth certificate for me.
Yep.
And I probably don't know where it is today.
Yeah, I'm thinking as I'm listening to you all talk that I'm not sure I know exactly where mine is.
Yeah.
I think it's in the house somewhere, but gosh.
We finally gathered all the documents, made a folder for each of the four people in our house, and stuck it in the safe.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
The guns and our identity are in the safe.
Yeah. keeping things safe. That's good. Yeah. I like that. I like the safety first. All right. Well, there's your Michelle Harbin tip of the day, folks. A folder for everybody in your safe.
And we also have a digital folder with it all scanned in on Dropbox.
Oh, that makes sense, too.
Yeah.
That makes sense, too. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to talk more with Mr. Rogan here, Jason Rogan, owner of Jason Rogan Basketball. We're going to get to him after you listen to me complain about stuff for a little while. but I promise you will be hearing more. Okay, we're starting off with a lighthearted story now. The warden at Core Civics Trousdale Turner Correctional Center has been placed on administrative leave amid a federal investigation into conditions at the prison. How about that, folks? A company spokesman confirmed Warden Vince Vantell's status, but declined to comment on why. Trailsdale, located in Hartsville, is Tennessee's largest prison and one of four in the state run by CoreCivic, which used to be called Corrections Corporation of America, for those who have been around for a little while. It has also been one of the most troubled. State audits and news reports have documented staffing shortages, violence, and drug overdoses inside the prison for years. And in August, the United States Department of Justice opened an investigation into the facility, with the U.S. Attorney General citing how Trousdale, quote, has been plagued by serious problems since it first opened its doors in 2016.
And we can remind listeners that this is a for-profit prison.
And we need to remind prisoners that the state legislature, having known about all of these things since 2016, continually renews CoreCivic's contract and continues to increase the amount of that contract.
And take campaign donations.
And, of course, take lots of campaign donations from CoreCivic, which is, like I said, that's in the prisons in Trousdale County. They're based in Nashville. So we've got, you know, what it sounds to me like a clear conflict of interest. Our main story this week is, hey, it's the state of the state. Governor Bill Lee took on the state of the state speech this past Monday night and got some comments on what he did and did not say. And compared to policies that Democrats have introduced in the legislature, that of course will go nowhere, but attempt to deal with these things. Okay, all right. So what do we got here? Let's throw some numbers. Okay, crime. Here's number one: crime on the rise, despite Republican rhetoric. Tennessee has the third highest violent crime rate in the United States.
Wow. Are you serious?
According to the FBI.
I never knew that.
Okay, while crime is down nationally, Tennessee's violent crime rate has increased by 5% since 2019. And the solve rate, which is the percentage of cases that actually get solved and someone gets convicted, has dropped by 9 points. Okay.
Couldn't have
anything to do with permitless carry. Years after repealing gun safety laws, years after years of doing that, they clearly have failed. Instead of making us safer, 14 years of Republican policies have fueled more crime and lower arrest rates. Hey, what else is low? Well, Tennessee wages. Tennessee has the seventh lowest average hourly wage in America. Tennessee workers earn far less than the national average, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. 44% of households can't afford the basics, which means 1.2 million families are struggling to make ends meet in Tennessee, forced to choose between rent, child care, and food. And that is according to the United Way. And we all know them to be a commie lefty organization bent on destroying our way of life.
Yeah, and I just read that our U.S. Congress just proposed over $800 billion in cuts to Medicaid. And
yeah, exactly. So
SNAP.
Going backwards.
Mm-hmm. Well, that will directly affect Tennesseans.
Housing costs have hit a 10-year high, which probably is a surprise to nobody. Tennessee's housing cost index is at its highest in a decade, with families now spending 45.5% of household income on housing, up from 28% in 2016.
Wow.
That is almost a doubling of how much a part of your income you have to pay for housing costs. Runaway inflation. Driven by skyrocketing housing costs and corporate price gouging, Tennessee has the second highest rate of inflation in the country, according to the USA Today. Second highest rate in the country.
Uh-huh. You have any good news on there?
Nope.
Wow.
Child poverty is going up in Tennessee after hitting a low in 2022. Child poverty is once again increasing. Tennessee is hoarding federal aid. The state has the third highest amount of unspent TANF funds, which is needy families, assistance for needy families, meant for struggling families. Child care costs as much as college tuition now. Infant and toddler care costs now the same as in-state tuition at Tennessee universities. 5.6% of Tennessee children lack health coverage, despite most of that 5.6% being eligible for health coverage.
I spend $600 a month just for 2 hours of child care Monday through Friday. So 10 hours.
Is that after school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My daughter, yeah.
Yep. It's $600 a month?
It's for two kids, but
two
yeah.
Two kids, right. Getting back to your guns for a second, gunshot wounds are the leading cause of death for Tennessee children now. Imagine the lack of gun safety laws and safe storage laws.
Oh, they did pass, I think, that they're putting the Omni systems in all the high schools.
In Nashville. And there's some controversy over whether they actually really work or not.
Supposedly had them installed at the Antioch High School where the shooting just was.
So.
And that guy got in.
Yeah, I don't think at some point prevention life thing measures like that just are not enough. Yeah. You have to change the culture. You have to do more.
Yeah.
Speaking of schools, Tennessee ranks 45th in the nation for student funding, despite Governor Lee touting investments in education.
And despite Johnny Garrett arguing with me in a text message.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah. Despite Republican claims, our schools get less funding per student than most every state in the nation. In fact, teachers are earning less than they did a decade ago. Adjusted for inflation, Tennessee teacher salaries are 10% lower today than they were in 2014, according to the National Education Association.
Teachers in Tennessee probably won't participate in this, but have you heard about the national teacher walkout that they're planning?
I have. I cannot imagine many Tennessee teachers doing that.
I don't think it'll happen here, but apparently as soon as he signs an executive order dismantling the Department of Education, there are teachers ready just to walk out. And if it's millions of them, then that's millions of parents that don't have child care, and it'll be a big old mess.
Let's see what more we got. Oh, how about taxes? Of course, Tennesseans love to talk about how they're a low-tax state, right? Lowest tax. But it really only works out that way if you're rich. The state has the third most regressive tax system in the United States, which means that the less you earn, the greater percentage of your income you pay in taxes, because
sales tax
and grocery sales tax especially, right? Working Tennesseans pay more than billionaires. Nurses, teachers, and construction workers pay a higher effective tax rate than the wealthiest 1% of Tennesseans. So
I'd also heard the Tennessee has a $30 billion backlog in roadway projects. And they put $1 billion. Lee is proposing to put $1 billion towards the $30 billion they're short.
She's one bullet point ahead of me, folks.
Oh, there you go.
That's what you're going to get to next.
But they're proposing that they will take the sales tax from the sale of tires in addition to the gas and put it towards roads.
We have a $38.5 billion infrastructure backlog.
Lee said it was a wish list.
Right. But he's put $1 billion, and that's only funded if the tire thing works out, right? And the state will be left with even a bigger funding crisis in 2028 when federal infrastructure money runs out. A lot of the money that we already have, which still is not enough, comes from the feds due to the various stimulus packages that are set to expire. Okay. Seven interstate interchanges in Tennessee rank among the 100th worst bottlenecks in America. 7 out of 100
Tennessee. Yesterday I had to drive to Franklin, Tennessee, and I had to be there at 8:15, and then I left there at 4:15, and it took me 2 hours both ways to go 66 miles.
Unbelievable.
That's miserable.
I could just see my heart rate going up.
My anxiety would be way up.
Pressure up.
Yeah. So remember that, folks. As you are digesting all those numbers, remember that the Republicans have passed over $1.6 billion in tax relief to wealthy corporations, many of them based out of state. And I forget what I was going to say after the word "and." Of course, in a passing the school vouchers bill, which is going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars. When I see good fiscal stewardship, I'm not thinking Republicans, at least not in Tennessee, because Tennessee's got some issues that no state of the state speech can wallpaper over, folks. We have got to turn things around. All right, one more bit for you before our first break. This one made me laugh, and it's a Democratic bill because it's going to go nowhere. All right. Where's the Stop Elon Act? Looking through my notes here. Okay. Have you guys heard of the Stop Elon Act?
I haven't heard this
okay.
yet.
Senator Jeff Yarbrough, who we both know,
yes.
and Representative Jason Powell have introduced the Stop Elon Act to protect Tennesseans from unlawful benefit disruptions. Get this. All right. This is they love to have acronyms for these bills, right? The Stop Elon Act. Get this. This is the Shielding Tennesseans from Oligarchic Power and Eliminating Lawless Obstruction of Necessities Act.
Wow.
Kind of rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it? This is Senate Bill 1128, and it aims to hold people accountable for unlawfully interfering with the distribution of government benefits that Tennessee families rely on. The bill would create criminal penalties and a private right of civil action, a thing Republicans love to stick in bills, against any individual who obstructs or denies access to federal, state, or local government benefits, including Social Security, Medicare, grants, and other financial distributions. The legislation comes in response to explosive reports that billionaire Elon Musk illegally accessed the U.S. Treasury Department's federal payment system last week, potentially compromising sensitive financial information about millions of Americans. Musk is the world's richest man, and he's not an elected official nor a government employee. Mm-hmm. He has not been confirmed by the Senate to do anything, nor is there any evidence that he's undergone any sort of FBI background check or obtain any necessary security clearances. Instead, he is a private citizen with massive foreign debts, deep conflicts of interest, and an alarming personal motivation that make his access to government systems both dangerous and, to me, unacceptable. If Elon Musk illegally hurts Tennesseans, he should go to jail regardless of being a trillionaire or whatever, and regardless of whether he has a permission slip from the president. Whether through malice or incompetence, he unlawfully blocks our citizens from getting Social Security checks or reimbursement, okay, according to Senator Yarbrough. We may not get bipartisan support this week, in the vast understatement of his career, probably.
This
is a great quote. We may not get bipartisan support this week while our more partisan colleagues are enjoying the sugar high of shuttering DEI programs and picking out vacation spots in Gaza. But you'll see a bipartisan response materialize quick enough if the overreach of some 20-year-olds leads to the closing of preschools, overdose prevention programs, and the closure of rural hospitals.
There's a video circulating that Little X, Elon's son.
Little X, yeah, Little X.
Tells Donald Trump to shut up.
To shut up. See, if you get... That would be worth being a billionaire's kid, I guess, if I got to say Donald.
You can get away with that.
Get away with telling Donald Trump to shut up. If I did that, I'd be, you'd wake up and find me in Guantanamo, probably.
Yeah. Huh?
All right, folks, that is enough of state
shenanigans. That's all I can take. We're moving on to more positive
stories. We're moving on to positive stories, but we're going to take our first break at this point. When we come back, we're going to be 100% positive. You're listening to Loyal Opposition right here on WQKR.
WQKR.
When you're here, you're family. Some of the best Italian and American dining. Brickyard Cafe is located at 205 West Cedar Street in Franklin, Kentucky. Choose from spaghetti, chicken, steak, and pizza. Also, some of the best bread and homemade desserts to make your meal an experience to remember. Brickyard Cafe is open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Call 270-586-9080 for catering, weddings, business luncheons, and private parties. That's 270-586-9080. Look forward to seeing you soon.
How many financial advisors does it take to ruin what could have been a perfectly secure retirement? Just one. With today's market turmoils, it's never been more important to make sure that your investment strategies are aligned with your retirement objectives. That's why you should always seek a second opinion with an experienced financial advisor, a fiduciary who's obligated to work with your best interest so that you're absolutely certain the tools and strategies that you're using are in harmony with your retirement objectives.
Call investment advisor representatives Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter of Retirement Income Solutions at 833-299-1416. That's 833-299-1416.
It's never been more important to make sure that your investment strategies are aligned with your retirement objectives.
That's 833-299-1416.
I hear voices in the Carolina wind.
Hey, hey, it's Lonesome Lee, your Tuesday morning radio host and lead vocalist and lead guitarist for the band Nickel Biscuit. I'm inviting you to the VFW in Franklin, Kentucky, February 14th, Valentine's Day, where you'll be hearing some great 70s and 80s rock, southern rock, Motown, and country. So bring your sweetheart to the VFW and see Nickel Biscuit on February 14th.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce in custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition with your hosts, Len Asante and
Michelle Harbin.
And we are here with Portland local boy, Jason Rogan, owner of Jason Rogan Basketball, and brother to basketball, Portland basketball legend, I guess it's safe to say, Corey Brewer, right?
That's right.
And he's one of these guys that's doing good in the community, and we like to spotlight folks who are doing good in the community. We're going to have Michelle take the lead on speaking with Jason, but of course, I will chime in whenever I find something snide to say, probably. So
come on in, man.
All right.
Well,
welcome. So let's go.
Welcome, Jason.
Well, I really appreciate y'all for having me here. It's really an honor to be here. Thank y'all.
Yeah, we're excited to have you, and we'll get you a link so you can share this with anybody you want to.
And I want to thank him, actually. He has been sharing his appearance on his social media channels.
Oh, you could tell.
So he's been a good guest.
Yeah.
I wish all of our guests were so good.
And then by the end of the weekend, this will also be on Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay.
So it'll be there forever to listen to.
Yeah.
But since you're here, let's just tell the people that are listening a little bit about you.
Mm-hmm.
So just tell us, you know, your connection to Portland and Sumner County.
Okay. All right, cool. That sounds good. Well, I was born in Indianapolis, but I moved to Portland when I was about 5 years old. I went through all the, you know, Walt Hardison, and I went through Portland High School, and you know, I just, you know, I always loved basketball. I picked up basketball when I was about 5 years old, and I always played, and I always loved the game, and I went on to play at Portland High School. Then after that, I went on to play at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, and then I played professional overseas in the Netherlands. And then I got into the sports business world, sports agency world. My brother went to Florida, so came home, I moved to Florida with him. And then, you know, he went on.
And tell him who your brother is.
My brother's Corey Brewer. I'm his older brother. So I went to Florida to live with him, and he went on to get drafted in the NBA, 7th pick in the NBA draft, and played 13 years, and now he's coaching the last three with the New Orleans Pelicans. I moved back home. I'm here in Portland now locally, and I run a basketball academy, Jason Rogan Basketball Academy. I've been doing the basketball training probably around 15 years now, but this is, I stopped for, you know, a couple of times, but now I'm geared back up, and I'm about to, hopefully in the next 2 weeks, we're about to move into a Richland gym.
Which has just got a facelift.
Y'all got to wait to see this place, man. I grew up in that gym. Actually, when I was a kid, I really lived in that gym with Granny. It was a Granny. Granny ran the gym. And I probably lived in that. I probably stayed more in that
Doesn't
gym.
Doesn't it say Granny's on the concession stand?
Granny was like everybody's mama. She was like everybody's mama. She took care of all of us. Everybody come to that gym, she was like our mom. So, yeah, man, shout out to Granny, man.
What was her name?
Granny. I never knew her real name. I always called Granny. And that's crazy. But, oh, yeah, shout out to Jamie White, too, man. He did a great job.
Yeah.
He's doing a great job.
Absolutely.
With the Rex in Portland. The gym look amazing, y'all. Y'all have to go see it, man. We about 2 weeks out from being completely finished with it, but we are excited to get back in that gym. And me and him, we talked about some things. Hopefully, everything we talked about come to into tissues. But yeah, it's great, man. Gym look nice though. Y'all gonna be proud to see it, man. It's historic to me. So yeah,
I'm excited to see it. Mm. Let's talk a little bit about Scat Rock and your basketball times there.
Yeah, Scat Rock, man.
I love hearing your stories. Yeah.
Scat Rock, me and Corey was raised at.
So that's Scattersville.
Scattersville,
in Portland. It's kind of a community.
It's a community. And my dad, we had a goal, but me and my brother, we kept breaking the goal. And so my dad was a trash man. So he was on a trash route one Saturday, and this guy had a big old steel goal. He told dad if he can come get it, he can have it. So my daddy built a big old goal outside, and we called it the Thunderdome.
The Thunderdome.
The Thunderdome lasted. It's still there. We had a wooden backboard, and about 5 years ago, a storm came through and took the wooden backboard out. But it lasted about 30 years. But it's still, the goal is still there today. And me and my brother, we spent hours and hours and hours on that goal in the rain, the snow. And one side of the goal is about 12 foot tall. So I said, well, if I can dunk that, I can dunk any goal. Yes, ma'am. Yes, that's very special in my heart, the Thunderdome. And I would ask my brother, why don't we just upgrade the Thunderdome? He said, no, leave it alone. Just let it go. So sometimes I still go out there and shoot on it.
It's nostalgic.
It made me feel good just go out there and shoot some ball with no backboard on it at all.
I love that.
Yeah, the Thunderdome, it's special.
I love that.
Yeah.
So you were here in Portland and then went on to UTC. Mm-hmm. My brother was a redshirt quarterback at UTC.
Go Mocs.
Yeah, go Mocs. And then tell us about the Netherlands. That had to be an interesting experience.
The Netherlands was great, man. I loved it over there, man. I played in a city called Den Helder, which is probably about 25 minutes from Amsterdam. So on our off days, we didn't get too many off days overseas. We pass all the time. But on our off day, we just go to the Netherlands. I mean, the Amsterdam. Yeah, we had a lot of fun, man. A lot of good fun, a lot of good times over there, man. And then, you know, like I said, just playing basketball and having fun is great, man. Anytime you get paid to play something you love to do.
Absolutely.
That's a blessing, man. And I love it. I wish I would stay longer. Yeah, I wish I would stay.
How long were you there?
I was there 3 years.
3 years. Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure, you know, coming from Portland to the Netherlands, that's probably a bit of a culture shock.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it also probably made your world feel a little bit smaller to know that you can go somewhere that far away and experience such a different culture and still be all right, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Portland kind of, you know, Portland slash Scattersville kind of prepared me for the world life outside of Portland. Like I said, I live in Netherlands, but I lived all around the world, too. I lived in Dallas, I lived in Houston, I lived in Minnesota, I lived in L.A., so I lived a lot of places before. So, but I tell people all the time, and it's just a little small town. It's nothing like coming home to Portland, Scattersville. It's nothing like it, y'all. I love this area. I love this town. I know people have a lot of negative things to say about different things, but Portland's a great place, man. It's good. It's got a lot of good people here too.
It really is, and you know, just from leadership from the top down is really good now in Portland.
Portland's a great city, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I would raise my kids any day.
I'm happy to raise my kids here, and I'm fortunate enough to have all of my husband's family here in town where we all live, you know, on, which you know this, but on the same piece of property with four generations, and I wouldn't trade it, you know. Now, if somebody would have told me when I graduated from Beach High School in 1996, I was going to end up in Portland.
Oh, you were a Buccaneer, huh?
Yeah. I was a Buccaneer all the way through.
Yeah, Buccaneer.
I moved to Tennessee when I was 5. We moved from Alabama.
Did you go to TW Hunter? Did you go to TW Hunter?
I went to TW Hunter.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I went to Beach Elementary. When it was still across the street at the where the volunteer fire department is
okay,
now.
Okay.
And then went there third grade, fourth grade to Hunter, and then they built the new elementary school, and I went there for fifth grade, then back to Hunter.
Now, how long have you been in Portland?
Since 2010.
2010. So,
I'm 15. It'll be 15 years in October.
So you're a Portlander.
I am. I am.
You got the Portland in you now.
She got the pea hat on. My loyal opposition.
She got her purple loyal opposition shirt.
I like that. I need to buy one. Can you buy
he
one?
Got me a
I
purple
need,
one.
I need to buy one and shirt. I like that shirt though.
We're getting there. We're
I like that. I
big
buy,
things for the loyal opposition
buy,
this year. Y'all stay tuned.
Yeah. All right. Let's take our second break and then we'll come back and talk some more to Jason.
Sumner Regional Medical Center believes that every person has the right to dignity, respect, and compassion as we journey through the cycle of life. That's why they have created High Point Hospice, to assure that our loved ones will receive the necessary support to allow us to do so. At High Point Hospice, our team of doctors, nurses, hospice aides, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers will walk by your side, offering support, providing symptom management, and answering questions to bring comfort and peace to you and your loved ones. For more information about High Point Hospice, call 328-6690 or visit them online at highpointhospice.com. That's 328-6690 or visit them online at highpointhospice.com.
The Sumner County Anti-Drug Coalition, an organization dedicated to ending drug abuse, is now the Sumner Prevention Coalition. But their goal is the same, helping Sumner County residents with drug abuse problems turn their lives around and get on the road to recovery. Their mission is to unite people with vision, commitment, and resources to provide solutions to eliminate substance abuse and make a difference for youth, families, and individuals in Sumner County. The coalition and its staff of experienced professionals in the field envision a healthy, safe, and thriving community, free from substance abuse of all kinds, tobacco use, prescription drug abuse, and underage drinking. Find out how the Sumner Prevention Coalition can help you, and you can help the coalition. Visit them online at sumnercoalition.org. That's sumnercoalition.org.
The Medical Center at Franklin is proud to serve the Franklin-Simpson County community, more than just a hospital. The Medical Center at Franklin offers the care you need close to home. From primary care to routine screenings like mammograms, colonoscopies, or lung cancer screenings, we take care of your emergency needs, offer school-based care, and even cancer and rehab services. Visit medcenterhealth.org/franklin to learn more.
Whether you're on your way to work in the morning and looking to grab a quick breakfast, on lunch break and wanting something good and hot and quick, or just hungry and not sure what you want, the one place you can always find what will work for you is AM Express at the intersection of Highways 31 and 52, just off exit 117 of I-65 in Portland. They're open 24 hours a day, offer both takeout and Grubhub delivery service, and have the biggest selection of fast food of anyone in the area. Fast food or home-cooked meals, meat and two sides, just $6.49. Delicious Godfather's Pizza, 3 for $13.99. Fried chicken strips, livers and gizzards, hot, barbecued and crispy wings, fish, potato wedges, onion rings, the biggest and best selection anywhere, and Quiznos subs. always hot and ready to go, plus everything else you want or need from a truly convenient convenience store. AM Express at the intersection of Highways 52 and 31, just off exit 117 of I-65 in Portland. Get what you want when you want it. Pick it up or have it delivered by Grubhub. AM Express, 615-325-1159.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition. I am your host, Len Asante, along with
Michelle Harbin.
And we are The Loyal Opposition. Up next, we've got today's Tennessee trivia question. Okay, you guys know the drill. If you know the answer to the question without looking it up online, no cheating, give us send us a text at 516-440-6310 and let us know if you get the answer right. We'll get your name on the air. Also, if you have questions for our guest today, same number applies, 516-440-6310. Okay, the question for today is, the FDA's ability to test drug safety was strengthened by amendments in 1962, sponsored by Representative Orrin Harris and by what U.S. Senator from Tennessee?
What year?
Known for his fight against organized crime, he was also the Democratic vice presidential candidate in 1956. That's today's trivia question. Yeah, you don't know.
No, no idea.
Okay, if anyone else does know,
if
everyone does know, you let us know. Give us a call at 516-440-6310, and we'll let you know if you're right. Okay. Meanwhile, hey, we're back with more of Jason Rogan. Take it away.
So we're back with Jason. And now we're going to talk about the Basketball Academy. And I'd like to kind of hear how that transpired, like you moved home and what sparked your interest in doing that. And then you can we'll talk about how people can find you if they want to get involved.
Okay. Well, kind of how it happened was when I got back from playing ball overseas, I moved down to Florida with Corey at the University of Florida. And kind of was just going to the gym. I just work out because I was going back to play ball again overseas. And I had a couple NBA workouts. So I was working out with like Joe Kim Noah and Al Horford. And
that's cool.
Corey and all them and Lee Humphrey and Torian Green and all them. We all be in the gym working out. So, and then I just thought kind of, and like Joe just be like, you know what, it's going to work out, you know. So I just work him out. And then, you know, especially my brother, I just work him out. So years later, after I got out of the sports agency business, I kind of like, you know, what's next for me? You know, I always love basketball. Basketball's always been easy for me. I'm passionate about it. So I kind of started next level basketball camp with my first basketball camp. And I started, it was located in Portland and Hendersonville too. And it was doing very, very well. So kind of did that for a couple of years and kind of got, you know, kind of stopped for a minute. So last 2 years, I come home. I said, I want to get back into basketball. I want to get back into basketball training.
When you were doing next level, I assume in Portland, you were at Richland Gym.
I was at Richland for
Baptist. Where'd you get gym time in Hendersonville?
I can't name the church name. It was a church right there.
First Baptist Hendersonville, probably.
Matter of fact, it's when you go to that stoplight at Beach, take a right. It's a church down the street with a gym. I cannot think of the name of that gym, but it was very good. It was a good time, though. They were very good to me, too, that gym. I can't think of the name of it. I wish I could.
New Hope?
Maybe New Hope. Yeah. It was a nice gym. Yeah. Nice people there, and they really welcomed next level, and I had that, and I did the one in Portland. So I was really busy and really successful. So after that, I kind of stopped for a while. So now I'm back into Jason Rogan Basketball Camp. I rebrand my name to Jason Rogan. I put my name on it, so this time, when you put your name on something, you got to represent. So
that's right. This time, you're holding yourself accountable.
I'm holding myself accountable. So, yeah, it's good, man. I can't wait to get in Richland Gym, man. It's exciting, a new gym, a new floor, painted. It's crazy. That's where it all started, really, with me and my brother. So I'm happy to get back and train kids. But anyway, going back to where you saw where I started. So I did that for a while, and then I trained a guy named John Jenkins, who went on to play at Vanderbilt and then went to a first-round pick, and he kind of got my mind back training, so I was working with him all the time. And he's from Station Camp here in Sumner County, and to the day he's still playing professional ball, and we still stay in good contact.
Nice.
So it's always about learning. Like anything you do, you gotta keep learning. So I do a lot of, in the morning time, I probably do about 30 minutes an hour, just working on, you know, videos of, you know, how to get better, how to, you know, get my craft better, how to get kids better. Because, you know, the game is growing. It looks like anything, everything else is growing. So the game is
WNBA might be coming.
Everybody.
To Nashville?
Yeah, Candace Parker, man.
Yeah.
We're going to call the summit.
The summit.
Yeah, that's great because she did a lot for the women's game, man. The game, I know she'd be so happy to see how far the women's game.
My Aunt Debbie was a student at University of Tennessee whenever Pat Summitt was starting the team.
Yeah.
So this would have been early 70s.
Yeah.
And she was literally, she got a knock on her dorm door from Pat Summitt. And she was going door to door in the dorms trying to find girls that wanted to play basketball.
It's not hard to find girls that want to play basketball.
No.
Caitlin Clark, she's took the game to another level. But it's been women before her who helped get to this point,
absolutely,
too. Absolutely. You know? When I was a kid, I was a big Shamika Holzkopf fan. I loved her.
Mm-hmm.
Who played at Tennessee with Pat Summitt. I loved her. I thought she was great. I thought she was like Jordan. She was a woman back in my day. So, yeah, shout out to the women's game. Not just basketball, all sports. Volleyball, softball.
Yeah.
It's all getting, it's growing. It needed It needed to be done, you know?
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Yeah, so so let's talk about the current state of Jason Rogan Basketball Academy.
Correct.
So if people want to, well tell me what the, kind of tell me what the parameters are as far as ages and that sort of thing, like how the program's laid out.
Yeah. So I have from beginners to advanced kids that come through the program, and it's all ages, really. So I'm going to break it down this time, elementary and then high school and middle school together. But like the beginner kid, we really focus on fundamentals because that's the foundation of your game. You got to get the fundamentals down to be a great basketball player. The high school elementary,
which is the part everybody hates.
Well,
right?
That's the part. It's not the fancy part. It's the jump stops and the, you know, the whole your follow through. It's the pivots. It's the stuff that you got to work on to become a great player. You know,
and the sprint.
And then with the high school and middle school kid, we do a lot more advanced stuff that we'll build on, keep get better. But yeah, it's a really a great place to come get better. That's all I can say. I will get you better if you come on a consistent basis.
I have seen, you know, Lila, this was her third year playing basketball, and she's just been playing through the high school, which Coach Stein sets up, you know, where the high school girls are coaching. This year, Lila's in fifth grade, and this year they played in the North Nashville Hoops League. And
Jeremiah Crutcher?
Jeremiah McDonald.
McDonald, okay.
He and I went to school together at Beach, and he now has North Nashville Hoops.
Okay.
And so the league this year, we played Beach and Hendersonville and East Robertson.
How's the competition in that league? Pretty good competition?
It was good. Yeah, it was good. And and the girls got a lot out of it. But there's some girls that you coach that I saw real improvement in. Just in the time of this short season, that I know that you've had your hands on them, and it's fun to watch.
Basketball, you know, it's like, you know, you gotta work at it. You gotta continue to work at it, man. And the more you work at it, the better you get at it. So yeah, it's a blessing to be able to work with kids, man. I seen kids that come to the next level now. They grown. It made me feel so old now.
Yeah,
they got their own families.
You understand that as a teacher, probably, Lynn, right?
Yeah.
I do.
I was Lynn's student.
Yeah, that's crazy. Crazy how time flies, man. Time does fly.
It really does. All right, so how can people find you, Jason?
Okay, you can find me on Facebook at Jason Rogan Basketball Academy. And also you can find me on Instagram at Jason Rogan Basketball Academy. So
perfect.
Give me a follow and reach out to me, and we'll get in the gym and get
working. And we'll get a few a little tidbit about what we talked about today and a link to the show and put some links to your social media
on our page so that
can be shared out.
I've got a question.
Sure.
I've got a question. I imagine you don't all do all this yourself. You got how many coaches work with you?
Well, I actually have about two or three guys that come in, spontaneous come in and help me. Well, you're just me. I like to do it. I put my name on something. I like to be there. I like to do it. That's why I'm kind of going to break it up into high school, elementary, and middle school.
Marcus comes in.
Yeah, Marcus. Yeah, he come in.
Yep.
So I have some people who I trust. You know, I don't trust a lot of people. But back, right. You know, but I got a couple of guys that come and help me, man, and they do a great job helping me, though. So it's a blessing to get in the gym. Cause sometimes you get overwhelmed and you got so many kids, I could do so much.
Right, exactly.
So, but I have three or four people that I trust to come in and help me with my academy. So, yeah, that's a good question.
He did a giveaway, and Lila won a day of free coaching.
Sometimes I get a giveaway.
I need to get her involved all the time. She's just so – she's like me. She's so busy. I don't know when we'd fit it in.
Yeah.
It was a great experience, and like he said, they did do a lot of fundamentals. There was a couple dozen kids there that day, you had Marcus and somebody else helping you.
Wow, a couple dozen different kids.
Yeah. You know what? I can probably find the picture from that day.
Yeah.
I have it, and so when I post, I'll share that picture
of you with all the kids. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you very much. Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good experience, and she enjoyed it.
You gonna come in and help, Michelle? You gonna come in and show your skills?
I'm terrible at basketball.
Come on, Michelle.
Terrible. We play horse at home, and I lose to.
I see your dance videos now.
That's right. Yeah, I'll be on the dance team.
But meanwhile, we got Roger over here looking up knee braces. I guess he wants to get back in the game.
Yeah.
You take care of that knee, right?
He lucky to be a
brace can actually cut it.
You need a new knee?
Something with compression.
Yeah.
That's something we can talk about. Have you sustained any injuries in basketball that you've had to overcome?
Well, you know, I didn't, but now my knees hurt all the time. Yeah. Especially on a rainy day like tonight. My knees ain't, but I've been lucky, not too bad.
You know, I just started trying to learn to jump rope.
I don't know if I can do no
and
jump rope.
I've been doing, you know, I've been trying to learn the swings and the crosses and the boxer step and all of that.
Can you do a double jump?
I can't do a double under yet. I can't do it yet.
Yet.
But about a week in, I got the jump rope for Christmas, and about a week in, I had to take about a 2.5 week break because my knees were.
Where are you?
Yeah.
Do y'all remember this from your time? From my time? Do y'all remember the jump for Hope?
No. Oh, yeah.
Remember you jump rope? Uh huh. Yeah.
So they still do. It's in partnership with the. Well, it's Jump Rope for Heart.
Jump Rope for Heart. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And they still do that. In fact, it's kicking off this week at Cloud Ridge. Lila brought home the paper yesterday.
Wow.
And one year, Lila, when she was in kindergarten, Lila was born with two holes in her heart.
Mm-hmm.
They both closed. She never required surgery, but she was 4 years old before we knew, and she saw a cardiologist routinely. And so because it is for it's for the American Heart Association, mm-hmm. is what Jump Rope for Heart raises money for. We were able to raise the most money in the school, Clyde Riggs, for the American Red Cross.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
She's
that's
old
cool.
enough now, I'll let her raise her own money. But when she was in kindergarten, I had her make a really cute video saying, "My name's Lila. I was born with two holes in my heart." And it was just like, melt your heart, you know. But that program is still going on.
Yeah, I mean,
and they're starting to have jump rope teams. One came to the school yesterday, Lila said, and then I have a friend that I went to high school.
Jump rope teams?
Yes,
as in like...
I have a friend that I went to high school with. She's who inspired me to start jump roping. She can do all the crazy tricks and let go of one end of the rope and twirl it and catch it back and keep jumping, like all the things. And she has started a jump rope team at her kid's school.
I'm gonna give me a jump rope. I got about two jumps in me.
Yeah, well, I'll give you some advice that I did not... No, if you do get a jump rope, I was having a lot of fun doing it, and about on the third day, I was trying to learn some moves, and I stitched together a few of the moves to some music, and I kept doing it. I jumped for an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh,
I burned
my gosh.
Like 400 calories, and then that's when my knee started hurting, right? Mm-hmm. Well, then I was looking up, like, how to start an actual program, like if I was just for beginners, and you're supposed to start out jumping 10 to 15 minutes a day. And I did an hour and 40 minutes.
So you overdone it. You overdone it.
You're lucky you're walking today. Jeez.
Oh, man. It was bad. But anyways, yeah, you should get you a jump rope.
Yeah, I might get you one.
Get you a jump rope.
And yeah. Give me a jump rope tomorrow. I'm going to give you a jump rope.
Yes.
All right, we're gonna take our last break about now. When we come back, we're going to finish up. We're going to finish up with Jason and have a couple of announcements, talk about what's coming up, and send you all on your way. You all will be right back. You're listening to Loyal Opposition on WQKR.
Wow, Lester. I never knew about this vault underneath the radio station. It sure is spooky down here. Yeah, it's like a mausoleum. Uh-oh. We're locked in. Hey, look at this. All these old radio programs. Jack Benny, the Lone Ranger, Abbott and Costello. Ooh, the Shadow. You know, I bet I can make a regular radio show out of all these old programs. Yeah, that's it. We could call it Morty's Radio Mausoleum. That's if we can ever get out of here.
For convenience and cost efficiency, a gas-heated home is your natural choice with natural gas provided by Portland Natural Gas. When you have natural gas in your home, you can have savings in your bank account. Natural gas is the most efficient energy source and can save you up to hundreds of dollars a year compared to other fuels. So for the energy cost you can live with, make the natural choice. Natural gas from Portland Natural Gas. For more information, call 325-6776.
The new 109 Market at 5989 Highway 31W in Portland is now open and under new management, with much, much more than just convenience. They feature delicious plate lunches Monday through Friday with meat, two sides, and rolls for just $6.99, plus Perella's Pizza. Buy the slice for just $2.99 or a whole pizza for $10.99 for the meat lovers or pepperoni pizzas. Start the day with breakfast at 109. Choose from sausage, bacon, tenderloin, or steak biscuits, just $2.99. Delicious Chappie's Chicken, beer, soft drinks, and more. Fill up your car with gas and kerosene and both regular and off-road diesel fuel available, too. All while you treat yourself to delicious food and snacks at the new 109 Market. Buy lottery tickets also. Great food, fuel, and more. Plus, when you purchase a membership gas card, a portion of every purchase goes to support Portland High School Panthers sports. Convenience and more. Great food all day, every day at the new 109 Market, 5989 Highway 31W north of downtown Portland. If you're on Medicare, here's exciting news. The Medicare annual enrollment period is just weeks away. Portland has a local trusted advisor who can help seniors sort through all the confusing aspects of Medicare, and there are a lot of changes in cost and services this year. Kyle Doris and Medicare Insurance Advisors can help you make sense out of all the plans and supplements. Best of all, the advice and service from Kyle and MIA doesn't cost you a penny. Give them a call at 615-325-0064 or visit Kyle at 621 South Broadway.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition with your host, Len Asante, Michelle Harbin, and guest Jason Rogan. It is 5:52 when you are quickly running out of time, but we do want to finish up. A couple of announcements before I forget. The answer to our trivia question, number one, who was the U.S. Senator who led the charge on changes to the FDA Authorization Act that increased oversight
for food quality. That was S.S.K. Fowler, Senator S.S.K. Fowler, one of two U.S. senators to have won the Nobel Prize, the other one being Al Gore.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so there's that. On February 20th, that is next Thursday, 1 week from and 1 day from this very day, Sumner County Democratic Party is hosting their monthly Pints with Progressives. And this one is going to be hosted at the Casa Roja Mexican Grill, 122 West Franklin Street in Gallatin, Tennessee.
I haven't been there.
Neither have I, but they've reserved a whole floor for the Pints for Dems people, including their own
bar.
This
is a multi-level restaurant?
This is a multi-level restaurant.
Well.
And the Pints for Progressives folks get the second floor in their own private bar.
Where is Franklin Street?
Oh, it's downtown. Downtown. Franklin corner, well, it's like near Main Street.
Isn't it Gallatin?
In Gallatin. Okay.
Is it? Did it used to be something else?
Yes, everything in Gallatin used to be something else.
Yeah, you're right. Like that. You're right.
Anyway, that's at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7:30 next Thursday night. So come on down and enjoy a margarita or a cerveza with some tacos and whatever you want to eat and drink with the Pints for Progressives group. Good group, fun times. Always a good time. All right. Hey, we are back with Jason. And, man, I've got a question.
Yes.
And I got a question.
Shoot
it. This is probably the stupidest question you're going to hear all day.
There's no such thing, Lynn. You know that.
I think it's for decades, ever since I was a little kid, celebrity basketball players have endorsed shoes, mm-hmm. right? Mike Jordan, Nike, right? All this. I want to know from someone who's played how important – are your shoes to your game? Do they make a difference? A kid walks in off the street with a pair of $10 stuff he bought at Walmart, or kid walks in with $200
Air Jordans.
Well, I hate to break the news to you, Bubba, but shoes have nothing to do with your game.
Shoes Yay! Have nothing.
You may look good out there, but that don't mean you can play. But ain't nothing wrong with a nice pair of good shoes if you want to, but you got to be able to play, though, when you put them good shoes on. Just because you put Michael Jordan on don't mean you're going to be Michael Jordan. Just because you put Kobe Bryant on don't mean you're going to be Kobe Bryant.
That's right.
But I do imagine that good shoes at least help you feel
good
comfortable
shoes.
And not hurt your feet, right?
Yeah, like I'm a low-top guy. Some people are high-top guys. I like
Yeah, but it's good to know that you don't have to have a $200 pair of shoes to be an elite ball.
Right, you don't have to show up at your gym with a $200 pair of shoes.
Well, if that were the case, I would never be an elite player.
Fair point, good point, good. So anyone listening think you want to play, don't let that stop you if you don't have that.
Jason, thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure, thank you.
This is great.
Hey, it's an honor to come here, thank you, man. I love
it. I love having you, man. Come on back. All right, folks, that's about wraps it up for today. Up next, of course, is Triple Play Sports. I hear there was a football game of some importance over the weekend.
There was a Kendrick Lamar concert.
There was a Kendrick Lamar concert right in the middle of it, yeah. And I'm sure they're going to spend lots of time talking about that. Next week on The Loyal Opposition, we have Adam Altendorf, who is...
Oh, There were two British police officers at the recording of this song, and they were asked to bang their batons together. You're going to hear it in the song. Here's the Rolling Stones, and let's spend the night together.